Okay. So we got from Toxic, it's Toxic. If Lotto doesn't compare, imagine what Nikki really thinks about the girls she put on Super Freaky Girl Remix. That's a good point. That's a very good point. That's a very good point. And see, she likes those girls to just sit up. And I think that's the thing. She wants those girls to just sit here. Like JT was like, Nikki, you the best. You the greatest. And I'm the princess. Like, she just wants a bunch of, like, riders. And I think Lotto does a good job of riding. But Lotto is also comfortable. Like, girl, I'm still fire and I'm hot. And then low key, like, I got a number three record with Mariah Carey. Like, on the cool, like, Nikki, I would love a feature with you. But, like, I'm on tour with Lizzo. I'm doing my thing. And then I was headlining my own tour. I had Saucy Santana on tour with me. Like, I'm popping. You know what I mean? I went from last year being on the foo-foo stage at the VMAs or BET, and now I'm performing at the main stage of the VMAs. You know what I mean? At this point now, I'm being nominated in categories with Nicki Minaj. Lotto was being nominated against Nicki Minaj at the VMAs. So at this point, you know, she sees that. Megan Thee Stallion got 3 Grammys. Cardi B been out of here. But I think that the Megan Thee Stallion piece, Megan Thee Stallion did it moving. Boom, 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 boom. I'm on everything. Bow, bow, bow. I wasn't just going to sit under you. I want it bigger. And now I'm moving, funny. Now, am I going to say that Megan probably didn't do nothing? No, because Megan Thee Stallion, there is, I will always say this, Megan, there is something that is inauthentic and fake about Megan Thee Stallion and dishonest. It would have to take me to meet her for me to feel differently. But something about her, because I seen how she was talking about Cardi B. Then I seen her be over there with Nicki Minaj. And I seen how she was sitting up there on the Creasia Please interview lying like she didn't know that her and Creasia had an issue. Or her and the City Girls had an issue. Like, they wasn't shady. Like, they didn't, low-key wasn't beefing. Low-key. Like, Megan Thee Stallion, there is a tinge of phoniness to her. There is. So, you know, and maybe Nicki Z might do that. Okay, somebody said, what happened to the rapper Cupcake? I don't know what happened to rapper Cupcake. All of the Stan Twitter thought she was the Chicago slot. What happened? This song has Cupcake written all over it. It does, because ain't Cupcake a freaky girl? But this is why it goes to show, sometimes you do all that D-ride and sucking and clucking, and it does nothing for you. Along Cupcake and these YouTubers, they were even paying and giving out cash apps and donations so that the fans could stream Super Freaky Girl, all to get snubbed on the record and get unfollowed. They said the same thing about Cardi on Love & Hip Hop. She was literally laughed at. So I don't think that this is a fair it's a fair assessment. I'll tell you this. You're talking about me saying these girls could never happen. I'm saying that the reason why she's fooling with them now, because they don't show any promise. The minute that they start to show promise, if some of them do, she will fall out with them, is what I'm saying. Okay. Let's take some calls. Oh, wow, we have a full queue. Let me see. Kay says, y'all don't require Beyonce or anyone else to make friends. Even Cardi, don't mess with these chicks. She said to herself, you're definitely trying to make Nicki the issue. She is for going for the other underdogs. Okay. That's fair for you to say. 3902, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm good, you?
I'm good. Let's get to it.
Well, so I think this is a laugh now, cry later situation, because Nicki is on her way out the door, and these girls are kind of picking sides, and it's like Nicki is literally on her way out the door, so what's going to happen when she's gone?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're picking sides right now, and then she's collabing with people she knows that Meg and Cardi probably had issues with. I think this collab just wasn't genuine. At all. It's the people she chose for me. Like, Katie mm-hmm. got banned. We know Cardi mentioned her not too long ago, and then next thing you know, Nicki sliding in her DM. Like, it's just not genuine to me. And I think that a Nicki Minaj feature today really isn't valuable. She has worked with everything. It's like a Beyonce feature, a Jay-Z feature, that's valuable. Nicki, I don't think it's a valuable thing. I don't think the girls should be sweating her the way they are. Like, she's really on her way out the door.
Okay. Thank you, Chow. I just got to keep moving. I will give you a little bit more. We got almost a full queue in here. But I love you, baby. Thanks for calling in. All right. Let's keep it pushing. Okay. We got to keep it quick. 4484, you're live on the air.
Hey, Roman. How are you?
Good. How are you? Talk to me.
Good. This was, I thought the record was epic. I thought it was great. Like you said, it was much better than the original. I like how each girl came on the track and made it a hip-hop track. You know, Nicki said it herself. She said, I heard the track, and I thought, pop. And these girls came on the record and said, yeah, but we're going to give it street, too. We're going to give it hip-hop, too. And I love that. The Lotto thing, like me and you discussed, you know, yesterday, I think that it is interesting. And I do feel like she just may not be on the second. Do you think she'll actually make the second cut or no?
You know what? I think Nicki might do something to make somebody look stupid like me, because she was on Queen Radio too, slightly trying to mimic me and call me a hater and an op. So she was throwing a little shade, child. So I don't know, but if you want to know, I personally think that my assessment of this Lotto thing is accurate. I haven't really been wrong about this stuff. I'm trusting my gut on this, and I don't think she's on it. I think Lotto is too far gone because Lotto doesn't need her.
Right, but I also think Lotto is slightly boring, like artistry wise. Like, she's cool. Like me and you gave her flowers for her work ethic. Like, she's a beast in that area. But when it comes to the actual lyrics and artistry, the thing when Nicki was attracted to Cardi, she loved her that she was different. She loved that Meg was different. She loved that each of these girls, Doja, was really different. All of these girls that Nicki has worked with stand out, even down to Abia and the Malibu Mitch and a Koi. They are all very unique in their delivery and their sound. Lotto kind of has this generic sound. You know, it's not something that's like a staple. And I think Nicki, when she works with you, she wants you to have a signature. You know what I'm saying? A signature delivery where there's no doubt that I'm Nicki and she's her. We never cross.
But well, and on top of that, she told you what she wanted, though. It was a vibe check. She told you what she wanted. It was a vibe check.
Absolutely. Now, I do feel like...
The question is, do you feel like Vlado... Yeah. Pat, this is why people... I think you can't let that go over your head. She was like, the vibe check. What is the vibe check?
Mm-hmm. Right. But definitely not switching. I don't know. I think Lotto does have the potential to be switchy. I do. I think Nicki saw the clip, like you said, and she knows. She sees what goes on online. You sit down with one of the biggest, you know, criticizers or whatever perceived haters of me, Jason Lee, and you think I'm about to get in the booth with you and give you, like, I don't know. For the longest, Megan didn't sit down with Jason Lee, and he hated on Megan for that, but she ended up scoring a Nicki record, you know? So I don't know. What do you feel about Asian Doll not being on the track? Do you feel like...
I feel like that was very spiteful. I feel like Asian Doll and Erica Banks fell into this space of, girl, you guys are riding me too much, and it's not genuine. You guys just want a feature. And you showed your hand. And I didn't really fool with you like that, for real. I feel like Asian Doll, Erica Banks, those kind of girls want to be bigger than... I feel like the way she perceives it, she thinks that they don't really care for her. They just want the Nicki so they can add it to their resume and keep it pushing. I think JT will go home and quit rapping at this point and be just done. You know, JT don't have that as far, but Young Miami would parlay that into a around and get a Beyonce record. Like, Young Miami's that girl. She could, she'll mess around and parlay that. Miami. Huh?
Right, but the talent isn't there for Miami. I think when JT sat on Carisha's show and she cried and she got emotional when they were talking about people talking about them splitting up, I think P, Quality Control, I think he's pushing for that. I think he wants JT to go solo. I think that's why he pushed the conversation with the City Girls and Nikki to apologize and make amends. I think that P wants JT to be his next rap girl. And if JT
not hungry enough, though.
That's what I'm saying. But when she spoke on the phone last night with Nikki, when she spoke about how she was asking her questions, she was sending her tracks and ask her this and that, She might surprise us. And if P can do with JT what he did with Lil Baby, because Lil Baby is pretty much the hottest thing out right now, male-wise.
Yeah.
That's a threat. That could be a problem.
But JT is not that good. She's not as good as Lil Baby. We're going to stop. JT is not that talented like that. But thank you, Boo. I got to keep going on. JT is not that rapper like that. Stop that. Okay. Armand, I feel like Jerry said, Armand, I feel like that line about ghostwriting, not talking Spanish, and Senorita in the Queen mix was about Cardi and Party, not Megan. I don't know who it was about. Zion Gary said, one girl Nicki Minaj have to watch out for is Akbar. No, not at all. She might have to get Mr. Petty on her because Akbar really about it. Nicki seems desperate to keep a throne she already secured. Okay. 1488, you're live. Wait, I think we got another one. Hold on. I got to get this one. They said I got a 6342 in the chat. 6342, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Okay, I got a lot of opinions. So let's talk about Lotto.
Okay.
This is my thing with Lotto. I feel like my sister, because she is Sagittarius, I'm a Sagittarius, Nikki is Sagittarius. My sister misspoke when she was on Jason Lee. Jason Lee asked her, and this is during the time, you know, this is afterwards. Remember the stop and bag conversation?
Mm-hmm.
So if Jason Lee is asking her, why are people having a problem with these new rap girls? And she said, Nikki, it's because of Nikki. And Nikki's up here and this and that. But now we're that. It seems like she blamed Nikki. What she should have blamed was the whole industry. She didn't even need to bring up Nikki. You got to be careful when you're bringing up the queen when you coming in. Because if you're not bringing her up in good terms, it could look like a diss.
She was telling the truth. She said it's been Nikki. All she said is it's been Nikki for so long, and now it's more girls. That's
but
not a lie.
She was like, put everybody else down here, and then she said Nikki, and then she moved Nikki down and put everybody on the same level. That was wrong too. Like,
that's why Nikki feels away. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there has to be. I think this is the problem with women. Men understand hierarchy. Like, there has to be one queen. There's not two queens. Nikki is the queen. Nikki has been the queen for 13 years. If you're coming in, that's why I like what JC said about the princess. You're not the queen yet. You can possibly be the queen one day, but she is up here. I don't see what's wrong with identifying that. That's just my thing on Lotto. Then when it comes to Bia, you know, I understand what you're saying about Bia. Like, Bia may not be the quote-unquote it girl, but I think Bia, she's all about loyalty. Like, I think she took a little dig at Megan. That's why I had put that in the chat. When she said, you know, I'm the realest chick that's taking a pic with Nikki. Like, the other girls that took a pic with Nikki, they were fake. But I'm really down for Nick. I think that JT had the number one verse. I think Akbar had the number two. And Malibu Mitch, she had a good verse, but to me she sounds a little bit like Nikki because she's from New York. So I feel like I've heard that before.
Okay. Period. All right, boo.
Thanks.
Let me take some more. We got a lot of people. All right. Thank you for your call.
Bye.
Okay. Who else we got in the chat? Okay. Because we got a lot of people. We got 6670. 6670. I'm coming for you. 6670. All right. 6670. You're live on the air.
What's going on, Armand? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much, man. It's actually been a while since we last talked. I'm glad you was able to get to my call, so I just try to make this.
Okay.
I'm glad your last caller had brought up something that's really important, kind of pivotal to the point that I want to make while I'm on the air. She said something about Lotto supposedly moving Nikki's hand down, I guess, and trying to say that all the girls are on an even playing field. But to me, that's not what she did. I feel like Lotto was more so emphasizing that there are more multiple girls out here working. if I don't think she was saying that everybody is a queen, and I don't think most of the girls care about that title anyway, other than the Barb and Nikki. So I just wanted to correct that real fast. You said earlier in your show that she don't like the fact to feel like she's being used or something like that, man. I get it, but at the same time, where I'm at with it, it's like, how much longer is you going to have to listen to this same song again? You feel used. You felt like you had to do what you had to do. You always crying about that when that's your game. You know, y'all want to say that Meg used her when Nikki used her too because she was prepared to be buddy-buddy with Meg when she thought she was Shade and Cardi. So, if Meg used you, if Meg used you, oh, well, you set yourself up for that one, mama. So I don't really feel any type of way when it comes to that. My issue with Nikki and the Barbs is that they treat her like she is this embodiment of hip-hop and praise her for her nasty ways with other women, but fail to see how she refuses to name anybody. If hip-hop is supposed to be this game and it's this tough sport, why can't we place a name on who we're talking about? Why are we constantly subbing on Twitter? Why are we constantly jabbing in songs? Put a name to it. You know, we are not the ones. So when we call that out, we're not the ones that's making rap a joke. She is. You know what I mean? So my last point, I'm going to get off the phone. To me, Nikki is as talented as she is. She is not a well-rounded rapper because every time we talk about her, bars, it's really not showing her in the best light. How many times do we have to listen to you slander other women talking about the same nonsense, calling the girls ugly and questioning their talent because you want it to be the Nicki Minaj show 24/7? It's like, can you come up with something else? Where's this Senorita line for anything about yourself and what you got going on with your life and your family? It's always a mess. Y'all not tired of that?
Well,
it's not about being a Barbie. It to me, it's like, girl, if you're not feeding us this I'm a Barbie doll thing, it's, let me go throw jabs at Cardi and Meg. Now, it's like, how long is you going to keep this up? We have to shift the conversation from, who was she talking about on Queen Radio? Who was she subbing on Twitter? And move it towards, how long are we going to have to keep having this conversation? What is it that you are trying to get at, Nikki? What is it that you want to see happen? Because try as hard as you might, and as big as a fan base you have, the Barbs cannot get rid of everybody. There's going to be people out here, whether you respect them or not. That's not the issue. You have to come to a point where you look back on your legacy and say, I'm happy with what I've done, and I'm going to exude that. Because right now, it's getting bitter. I don't care about what Meg did in 2020. I don't care about the way Cardi's face looked. I don't care about some stupid interview that Latto did with Jason Lee. What is your legacy about? What are we talking about? And I think we need to shift that conversation because Nicki Minaj is not showing herself in the best light. And it's tired. I don't know how you feel about that, but that's just the way I see it.
But no, you said what you said.
She got to do something different.
Thank you.
You got to do something different.
Yeah. Period. But we're entertained by the BS a little bit too, no shade. But thanks, Bo. All right. He made a very good point. I want to say this too. That is one thing she said. I forgot to mention it earlier. She said, I can be the bad guy because I have fans that will lift me up. And some of these girls have to play humble, have to play nice because they don't have enough fans that if they come out and be the bad guy to lift them up. And so that goes into what I said about Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, now Latto. Don't let Nicki Minaj, as much as we would be entertained, these girls cannot let Nicki Minaj trick them out their spot like she did Remy Ma. Remy Ma did not have a strong enough fan base for Remy Ma to cheat their Nicki Minaj. You went against Nicki, and it cost you because you didn't have enough fans to uplift you. Megan Thee Stallion doesn't have the fans. Latto does not have the fans. Cardi B has a solid fan base. It's still not as much as the Barbs, but it's a good amount. So she could hold a little bit more weight. She could do the back and forth. Megan Thee Stallion on down, it's not enough hotties in the world right now that can go up against the Barbs. It's just not. So if Megan Thee Stallion makes one wrong move, it can be very detrimental. And I think Nicki Minaj is trying to trick her out of her spot. So that is a very interesting situation there, too. Let me take this other call here. Okay, 8788. I got a phone call today. It's just, I'll just tell you, Nicki does and says some very nasty things behind the scenes. And you'd be surprised at who or what. You know, it's just crazy. But I have to leave that there. I'm going to leave that there. So that Mean Girl stuff is true because, girl, y'all will gag. Okay, 8788, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, it's Vicky. Here's my
Hey, thing. What's going on?
Ain't nothing. This is just a whole lot of tea, a whole lot of mess. Anybody who knows me, Lil' Kim is my absolute favorite girl, top tier girl, in my opinion.
Okay.
All of these other girls that came up has little bits and pieces that I can understand. But one thing I do appreciate that Nicki did do with the Queen remix, she did brought a lot of different girls together. Now, with her doing that, I feel like it wasn't genuine. And like how you said, it's a lot of coattail riding. Like, none of these girls have genuine relationships with this woman. They all want to play the back. Their relationships are very finicky. Megan Thee Stallion, on one hand, she's a very mixy girl, so I can understand Nicki Minaj's problem with her. Now, one caller did say something about what P did for Lil Baby, for JP. Do P not realize he has Lakia under his belt? Like, if he was to do something like that for JP, that would be crazy. Lakia is actually that girl. She actually knows she can out-rap a lot of these girls. Lotto, I feel like Lotto's mentality is, it's enough out here for all of us to eat. Why would she continue gargling Nicki when she can get the same, if not even more, in today's climate, dealing with social media? When Nicki came up, we was just getting into the social media barrier. Like, she's able to take advantage of all of this because she knows how to move. Like, I just feel like it's just a lot of mess with these new girls. They all want to play the back, but they don't know that it's enough out here for all of them to be running it at the same time. That's why the golden era was so pivotal. That was a good moment. But that's all I got to say. It's just
thank you so much. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Bye. No. Okay, yes. And two, I wanted to say, Nicki Minaj said another thing that just downloaded in my mind. She said, and I agree to it, so this one said I'd be 50-50. She said a lot of the girls, what they do is they play the social media game. You know, they like you. They act like they like you on social media. So it all looks good, but they don't like you for real. You know, and like, and I know in this industry, that's what this game is. A lot of people don't like you. A lot of people don't like me. Still follow you on Twitter. Still be doing this. Still be following you on Instagram, be subbing you, talking about you behind your back. But it's all who's going to show who, but everything's cool for working in business relationships. Like, and I think that she was, according to her, certain girls, she's known them to move funny here, but then she's heard them say certain things about her behind their back. I don't know. I mean, I could see that, but at the same time, it's still a little bit hard for me to believe that, like, you don't get along with any leading girl. Every leading girl you have a problem with at some point, but yet they don't all have a problem with each other. Meg, Cardi, Lotto, they all cool. I'm sure they all see each other's numbers and know what's up and this, that, and the third and want to be better than each other. But at the end of the day, why are you the only one that have a problem? Why does everybody got that? Why does everybody that has to pass the vibe check with you have to be behind you? Why does everybody that has to pass the vibe check with you have to be your son? Why can't they be your equal? I'm with it. I'm with it. Lotto selling 24,000 copies. Don't compare yourself to me. But she went like this. I get it, though. You got the number three record, but girl, understand that there is levels to this. I get it. But at the same time, why can't she have that? Why can't she be happy for herself? You know the girl didn't mean that she had your legacy, but it's just the fact that she believes that she can get there one day is a problem for Nikki, I feel like. Because you got these, then on the other hand, you got Bia talking about she the realest B taking pictures with Nicki Minaj. You got JT talking about, yeah, Nicki, you the best, you the greatest, you this, that. You, all of this. You like that. That's going to keep these girls back here. You don't want a girl to be out here like, yeah, I'm doing my thing too. Yeah, Nicki here, I respect it, but I'm hot. You can't take that. You feel some type of way about that. You want a bunch of hoes back here talking about how great you are. And bow down to you and downplay themselves. And I think that that's late. Okay, let's get my girlfriend on here. Eva with the tease. Hello?
In the mix.
Hello.
Yes, what's the tea, baby?
I made it to the party.
Yes, you made it to the party. Get in here, get in here.
Yes. Listen, you're spot on today. Like, literally, very, the way you dissected this whole situation, you're very spot on. I mean, I feel like this song was better than the original. It's no shade. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way, too. But for me, my favorite was Akbar, but you know that already. Because mm-hmm. it's no shade to Nicki. I'm tired of hearing, and I ain't talking about. All that's like I guess that's her like the son's line, but she's always I ain't talking about, and like the Count Chocula laugh, it wasn't for me. That Count Chocula laugh was not for me. It's no shame. I was like, girl, why is she laughing like that? But I wanted to talk about the Megan Kim situation because one of my good girlfriends, Miss Parrish Shea, who's like a wardrobe stylist slash creative, he commented and said that. Megan's label took that down, which is good. Like, which, I mean, it's, to me, it's terrible, but I'm just trying to figure out if you knew that, if you knew that the label didn't want the song out, Megan, why not reach out to Lil' Kim? You guys took a picture in a private jet. I'm just, like, confused. Like, it was, like, a setup for failure for Kim, and yeah. I get it, and people are saying, well, she's touring and she's offline. Well, she had time to post her BMI award, and she had time to post Taraji P. Henson. I just feel like it went – I don't understand how that even happened because, like, that's a legend, right? Like, you this is someone that in your top five that you named, and I feel like
– Why would you let them play her like that?
Play her beyond plain. Like, even get a copyright strike. So they took the video down off YouTube and off of her Instagram.
That's
like,
crazy.
That's very embarrassing because – there's a lot of female rappers that do remixes, and the songs are still up on YouTube. So I'm confused as to how that works. But, like, I thought that was shady. The whole Saweetie situation was shady. Glorilla tried to, you know, go on social media and do, like, a public I love you. I love Saweetie. F what people talking about. She knows what it is. Same time, it's like you're wasting people's time and money, the link up. I just feel like all the remixes that came out were messy as hell. messy.
Yeah.
From the Glorilla one to the Nicki one, I did want to say, like, how it came about was terrible, and I think that Cupcake and somebody else is on the following one. It's no shade. I wanted to say something else, but I totally forgot. So put me on pause.
Do you think Lotto is on the second one?
No, Lotto is not on it. It's no shade. Like, people could be delusional. She was definitely talking about Lotto. Like, someone sent me the recording of where she said, how can you compare yourself to someone 15 years in the game? Like,
yeah.
How dare you? Like, that's, like, the only person that said we're on the same level now is Lotto.
That was Lotto. That's what I'm saying. But people act delusional when we say these things.
You know the girls are delulu, and then when it comes out that it is a person, they want to act like, oh, I guess
yeah,
you're right.
Oh. Or they don't say nothing, then they go ghost. And also, don't you think that it's interesting that Nicki Minaj has started unfollowing blogs and YouTubers that are out here pandering?
Well, I do want to say as far as that, I don't say uh-huh. names, but I will say you just – with Nicki Minaj, you can't have an opinion and you can't
no.
say anything comparing her husband to anybody else's situation because she will unfollow you even if it was a mistake because in the public eye, the person that did that basically compared Tiffany Haddish's situation with Kenneth Petty's situation and
mm-hmm.
saying that they're both defending people that should be that are or should be on certain lists, if you catch my drift. But I did
uh-huh.
want to say something now that I remember. I did want to say something I just remembered. You're one of your callers, she said that how Nicki was upset because it's like, you know, she's the queen and it's just like you have to wait your turn and Lotto shouldn't have said it like that. Well, when
uh-huh.
Nicki Minaj came in the game, honey, when they asked her about Lil' Kim, she verbatim said, well, Lil' Kim is great and everything, but I'm here now. So it's like, how could you be upset at somebody basically saying like, well, there's more of us girls now, so there's more than one girl now. It's like, it's good. But when
mm-hmm.
Nicki did it and she basically said, girl, Kim is out the door and I'm here to reign, it's fine. You can feel cocky and stuff and feel yourself. You're supposed to. But don't get mad when somebody else, it's your turn and somebody else does it to you. Because now there's a bunch of girls that can take your spot. Not as far as you're solidified like every other rap girl, like the Kims, like the Missies, like the Foxys, you're solidified. Like the Rems, because, you know, Rem, whether people are like it, the Sheetha moment will forever be engraved. Whether it was good or bad for her, people will remember that forever. But what I'm saying is when it's your time to put your foot out the door, don't get mad when the new girls are like, we're here to play now too. It was good. Her time is up. But we're here also. And I would be upset, too, if these young girls had management and backing and everything. And they're making moves that it took me a long time to do. I mean, the new girls are now getting deals, endorsements. They're getting booked. They're probably getting almost, if not close to a little bit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like $200,000, $100,000 bookings for shows. But I think it's like enjoy your song, but
uh-huh.
everything you do is catty. It's very catty and it's very messy. And I wanted to say also because someone sent me the audio of what she said about getting sympathy from the media. Well, girl,
yeah.
the girls do want sympathy from the media because you're paying the media. That's a fact. You're in the media's DMs. Whether it's money or showing up.
Yeah, I think that we have to be clear, too, with that. People think payola is a cash check. Payola is not cash anymore, guys. Payola is access. Payola is being able to call me. Payola is me following you. Payola is me commenting in your inbox and all your, you know, on your comment section.
On your
giving
post.
You engagement. Yeah, on your post. That's payola.
Like, people need to wake up. So when you have the biggest blogs, you know what I'm saying, working with you, I don't care what nobody says because we have the screenshots, screen records where Nicki definitely DMs these blogs and she definitely has them post certain material verbatim. So it's like, girl, you're basically trying to bash the girls, but girl, everything that you talk about the girls is what you do. It's no tea. But girl, the song was cute. It was better than the original. It's no shade. I feel bad for Lil' Kim. I also blame Lil' Kim. I do blame Lil' Kim, too, though, because the way that Funk Flex chopped and screwed the song, it did, you know, and the way it lit up on Twitter, it did sound like she was talking about someone's child, but not whose child. So it was open for discussion of who she was rapping about. Do you see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I just feel like the way that whole thing was set up, I want better for Little Kim. At the end of the day, she does deserve her flowers. And I want to say, like, while Nikki's shading the girls, having her rants, doing her little powder videos, because, girl, she's looking crazy. You know, my girl Cardi B is in Queens right now doing a back-to-school drive. Maybe you should have did something for your community in Queens.
Okay, bye, girl. Bye. Eva, thank you, Eva, with the tea. All right.
In the mix.
All right. Who else do we have here?
With DJ R.
All right. Ty Glasgow says, I don't think Meg ever planned on doing the collab with Little Kim. I think that Kim just did that on her own. No shade to Kim, but it wasn't even mixed. Okay, Tamel Blondell says, no shade, Armand, you and Eva need to have a little segment of your own called the Rap Sector. Y'all can't sit with us. Also, no shade, Eva, not too much on Megan. I know you don't like her, but it's all cool. All right, let's take another call, 6125. I'm coming for you next. Please be ready because we're going to get into some things. And somebody do me a big one, a screenshot. We have over 5,000 people in the chat. I wish we would have had it at 5.6, but if you have a screenshot, send it to me. 3, 2, I don't see the 6125, so I'm going to move over to the next one. 3, 2, 2, 5, you're live on the air. Oh, damn,
Hello.
I do see the 6125.
Hello.
Okay, 6125, I'm coming for you next. I see you. All right.
Hi, Vaughn.
Yes. Hey, what's going on?
Good. I have no issue. I know me and you disagree, but I like mostly everything you said. I agree with the Megan shade. She's on her neck. So she's on her neck. I don't know what Megan did, but Nikki is very upset with her. So I can say you were right about that. The Lotto thing, I don't think that Lotto is like, okay, I want to ask you something. What and how is Lotto like her competition? Like she has a solo. Top 10.
Yeah, I think you guys are missing it. I think that you guys are missing. Okay, so let me break this down to you. Lotto, I don't think, did anything wrong. I think she feels like Lotto got beside herself.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
So
it's more of a Nikki doesn't mess with Lotto. But you guys got to understand. Just hear me out. You guys did this to me with Megan Thee Stallion. You didn't believe me with Doja Cat. Here we are. The signs are there. She just feels like Lotto is feeling herself. She feel
but
like Lotto
feel like
feeling
Nikki,
herself.
She's feeling herself with nothing to back behind it. Like, people like to say, well, like, Nikki did this back in her day, but she had the stats. She had the bars. Like, she has a number 3 record and a flop album, 2 flop albums. Like,
well, that's what Nikki was saying.
Exactly. So it's like, I say, wouldn't you be mad if you put 15 years into the game and someone new came up and said, we are on the same level. We're all, because they're all relevant, because they all have.
Absolutely. People do it on YouTube all the time. People try to interview the people that I've interviewed. People try to do around the same thing and think that we're on the same level. We're not. People try to go and to events. They try to do the same thing I'm doing.
That wouldn't make you bitter. That would just
no,
be
it doesn't
like,
make me bitter. It's like, girl, stop playing with me. I get it. But what I'm saying is I feel like, I think two things can be true at the same time. Like, I understand that. That's what I said. I'm in and out with it because I kind of get it because I felt that way that she's felt before. But then at the same time, when I look at Lotto, I'm like, I can't be mad at a person that's trying to just authentically, you know, be the best version of themselves. And if that means go break through different you know, levels and barriers and work with different people. You know what I mean? And like, and it was an honest, I feel like Lotto's thing was more of like an honest mistake. You know what I mean? I don't think that it was more of a cocky mistake. I think maybe she misspoke, but I mean, she is
I think Nikki would respect it more if the girls are like, I'm the queen of rap. Like Nikki did. I'm the queen of rap. I'm going to take Nikki's spot. And it is what it is. I think she doesn't like the fakeness. One minute, she's irrelevant, she's old, and, you know, all that stuff. And then the next minute, they're all arguing about who has the Nikki feature. Oh, you're giving these girls features. Oh, this one's not talented, that one's not talented. So it's like, which one is it? When she works with female rappers, when she wasn't working with female rappers, Nicki needs to work with female. She needs to uplift the girls. She needs to uplift them all. She needs to share her shine. Okay. She works with them. Oh, she don't, not those girls. Those girls, no. So it's like, what mainstream female rapper would you want Nicki to work with?
I would have loved Nicki Minaj to work with. I wish she would get it together. I wish she would get it together with Kim. I wish Kim, Cardi, and Nicki could have worked it out because that's the real big deal.
But
that's the real big deal. That's the real big deal. I want her to work with people. No, I want her to know. See, this is what you guys are missing. I want her to work with bitches on her level. And she don't want to do that.
Lyrically?
She don't want to do that. She don't want to work with the girls on her level. Period. That's why she don't like them.
How?
If they not on her level, why is she addressing them? Why she don't like Cardi B?
Why she
don't like Lil Kim? Why she don't like Megan Thee Stallion?
Megan Thee Stallion is not even on her level.
Megan Thee Stallion is
she's
knocking
not.
At that door.
Let's be honest. Like, she's not on her level. Because she what? Had a 2 number ones and one platinum
Megan
album?
Thee Stallion has 3 Grammys.
And sold 54
Cardi
albums.
B has one
so
Grammy. Lil' Kim has 1 Grammy. Nicki Minaj has no Grammys.
And outsold them all. So what are you saying?
Cardi B has 5 number one records. What are we doing,
okay.
baby?
But Armand, let's be honest here. Like, let's actually be honest. Like, the stand stuff on. I just want to be honest. What, like, I just don't know what you want from her.
No, I don't know,
but
you don't
want to
be real.
Life.
So you think Katie Vance is on a level? You think JT? You think Bia? You think that this record, as it is today, is a more of a cultural progressive reset than a Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, a Lil Kim, Megan Thee Stallion? That's the ladies' night.
Okay,
this is not it.
They don't like each other.
No, Nicki don't like them.
So what it's giving is you want her to do business. You want her to do
I want her to like. I want her to. I want her to like. I like. I want her to like other. I want her to like stars. I want her to like superstars. I want her to like girls that's popping. I want her to like the girls that don't need her. I want her to like girls that don't need to suck her from behind and gargle. I want her to like girls that's on her level. Period.
But who's Cardi B is not working with
Cardi B is on her level.
She's working with Megan. She only works with Megan. You act like Cardi B is working with all these girls on her level. It's always a higher standard for Nicki. What Megan Thee Stallion? Who does she work with that's on her level outside of Cardi B and Nicki Minaj? Who has Megan Thee Stallion worked with on her level?
Listen, we can't
as a female
this.
Rapper?
Okay, I gotta go. You got it. I'm gonna let you. You got it.
Hold everybody accountable. Hold everybody to the same standard. Why does Nicki have to work with every single female rapper on earth? You said you didn't like when she wasn't working with female rappers. Then when she does, oh, not those. Oh, those aren't the ones. Oh, those aren't, like, come on, that's not fair. If she doesn't want to work with the girls, or y'all just want to use her for her platform. And that's the thing. You want her, you want to use her for her platform, her fan base. None of these girls can sell out a show. None of these girls. Only Cardi B has multi-platinum album success. None of these girls can go away for 2.5 years, radio silent, come back out and have top 10 hits. None of these girls are international. So they're not on her level. They're not on her level. Just because they're all social media famous, hit tweets do not equal hit albums. And
okay.
I need y'all to
Thanks,
get that
girl.
Together. They don't equal hit albums.
All right,
true.
Bye.
That's why it's funny. Because
okay, come on. I got to keep going. Okay, bye. Okay, bye. Okay. Okay, last one right here, because I really got a long drive, y'all. I got to go see my dad today, so I got like a 4 or 5 hour drive. And I didn't give y'all a long time. All right, 6125. I got to go all the way back up north today. But I just came on here because I knew I was going to miss it. I didn't want to miss the weekend. All right, 6125, you live on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, what's going on? Oh, shit, I got another one. Come on.
Well, hold on. Like I'll say last caller cleared, but I'll come with something different. I want to say, you know what? All the girls don't like each other. All the girls are mean girls in the entire industry. All the boys are mean boys. What I like this time around, the media, other than the blogs and the YouTube, the media is not getting involved this time. And that's what they're getting dragged left and right. And the big, big publications that were dragging Nikki down, tearing her down, they're not doing that this time around. They're like, yeah, Megan's getting shaded, don't care. Nikki's going to get shaded, don't care. Cardi's getting shaded, don't care. I really, really like that because it's energizing the atmosphere. Look at what Nikki does when she pops into the spot. Everything just becomes so energized. And I think the girls are responding to it and meeting the call. I don't know if he would have gotten this type of album from Megan Thee Stallion if she didn't have this pressure. I think
I'm with it. You know, I get it.
Yeah, you know, I'm with it. Now, I want to say this about Latto. Here's the thing with that situation. You got to look at who she was giving the interview for. The whole log line. Nikki. All these years it was Nikki. Well, see, it's deceptive when you say, well, she was being honest. That exact line has been the defining line that they have used to try to discredit Nicki Minaj's entire career. It's a known thing. They've used that exact line, and she's giving that line out on Jason Lee's show. She knew what she was doing. But do I think that she should go in, like, the trash pile for that? No, but Nikki's like, okay, you're just like all these other girls who you're confident, but now you're getting a little shaky on Jason Lee's platform, and once again, you're not – you know, Nikki doesn't like that kind of behavior and that type of movement, so it's whatever with her. I want to say, if Nikki had it her way, Nikki would not be working with any of these people, just like Beyonce don't, you know? She wouldn't. So she was like, well, damn. Like, the issue is, for the people who are like, well, how can Nikki talk about girls wanting sympathy from the media? Okay, they all want sympathy, right? Everyone, including Nikki, they all do. But the difference is, Nikki's reputation, but more so even her craft, her bite as a female rapper, took a hit because she had to retract her claws. The same claws in the music that made her such a force when she hit the scene. She was forced, you know, that hate train didn't just affect Nikki mentally. It forced her to have to play nice, but playing nice may give you public favor, but then the raps don't hit. They don't sting anymore. Meanwhile, Megan Thee Stallion gets to bust shots like she does on Traumazine, and she gets to be filthy, you know, and savage with her rapping, and no one's going to say she's coming at girls. So Nikki's tired. She's like, I'm tired of having to restrain my talent to try to, like, be nice. I'm stepping on all your necks, and I'm going to say this with the women who were on this Freaky Girl mix, I think it was genuine, because if people were paying attention during the We Go Up, Akbar killed it, and so did Katie Got Banned. And I think both those women are women because they're unconventional. They do fit within Nikki's brand. And, you know, I'm really happy. I want all the girls to come in.
Think you said something that was pretty good when you said that she does energize the space. She definitely does add an energy to the space that it electrifies the space. She definitely does that. And her verse was by far the best to me. But I do still feel like there is a little bit of, like, you have to be willing to play the backseat in order for me to feel like you passed the vibe check. That's just my opinion. And I feel like Latto.
I think you're right.
Go ahead.
I think you're right about that. And I think I realized, though, to be.
But
no
I, honest, I understand it a little bit. I understand it to a certain degree because she talked about how, you know, some of these people will use her name and use the barbs and use her fan base in order to uplift themselves. And then maybe she feels that way about Latto. And then you go on your platform and act like, you know, you go on Jason Lee's platform and act as though you're on Nikki's level when girls like, no, you're not. But yet you love me. But secretly, you feel like me and you don't have any respect. Like, you talking about you on my level. Like, I don't know. I could kind of see where she feels the way, too. Like, I don't know. But I just feel like any girl that wants to step ahead.
If I could give her legitimate criticism, because one person said, you know, you can't get rid of all these girls. I agree. you know, I think Nikki's going to have to reach a point where it's like, we don't need to come at these girls anymore. We don't need the drama. As a fan, I'm like, okay, Cardi, I understand why you got smoke for her. Sorry, it's over for that girl and her and Nikki. But with Megan, when it popped off, I was like, no, come on, like, we like this girl. But then they're phony. But my biggest criticism, I think, with Nikki is that she's going to have to learn that some, not all of the narratives y'all bring up, but some of the things that she's accusing these girls of, she has done. You know, she has done herself. But like I said, I like that I can bring that up, but it's not going to be some big media campaign to tear Nikki down. There's going to be a new topic tomorrow. So I just want to say I like that when all the girls are playing, I think, this is the last thing I say, your show, I think it's great to watch because when all the girls are playing, there's so much to chew on. There's so much to critique and enjoy versus when it's kind of cold and Nikki dropped something. Let's drag Nikki. Cardi's dropping something, but she's been cold for a while. You know, now it's like, okay, great. We don't have to just sit here and just praise Nikki all day because four or five other girls did their thing on that record, you know?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I like that. That's all I had to say.
All right. Have a good one. Thank you. Okay. So boom. I'm